Ready to go. Thank you.
Then I call the Committee on Rules to order. Senator Billy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we will pull a single second reading package to the floor and then one poll per member. And with that, Mr. President, I move that the second reading package of bills that has been sent to the members be placed on the second reading calendar.
Senator Billig has moved that the proposed regular calendar package poll dated March 3 be advanced to the Senate on the second reading calendar. Remarks?
Mr. President.
Yes, go ahead, Senator Billig.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a package of bills that I think are mostly non-controversial that will help us to do our work as we move towards cutoff, and I think some significant positive but not controversial policy included, and ask for your support.
Senator Braun.
Like 5 minutes.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Well, I appreciate Senator Billig's comments, but we do find a few of these bills concerning and are not able to support the package as a result. Thank you.
There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Billig to advance the proposed regular calendar package poll dated March 3 to the Senate second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion is passed. Senator Billy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5237 from the white sheet to the floor.
Senator Billig has moved that we advance Senate Bill 5237 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Billig.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the Fair Start Act, which is a comprehensive early learning and child care bill. It is broadly supported by early learning, child care, and families advocates, as well as many business groups. It will help to advance our state forward and really focuses on children, on families, on workers, and on businesses. It would be a historic and significant step forward for early learning and child care for the people of Washington State. I urge your support.
Senator Braun.
Why, thank you, Mr. President. And I appreciate the effort in this bill. I share many of the desires the previous speaker mentioned in terms of making sure we have adequate healthcare, adequate child care, safe child care, and available child care around our state. But what this bill does is once again get government more deeply involved in child care around our state. And we know from our efforts over the last 5 years that hasn't worked out well. We have lost many of our child care providers because of additional state requirements and regulations, and even in the case of additional funding where we put more requirements on that, not enough to cover the cost of those requirements, folks have gone out of business. So, I mean, I appreciate the increase in rates in this bill, but much of the rest of the bill is just more government in an area that has already seen too much government. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? If there are no further remarks, the question for the committee is the motion by Senator Billig to advance Senate Bill 5237 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion is passed. Senator Leas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5304 from the white sheet to the floor calendar.
Senator Leas has moved to advance Senate Bill 5304 from the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Leas.
Thank you, Mr. President. One of the most important ways that we can ensure folks leaving our state correctional institutions don't return is by ensuring that there's really strong reentry supports. This is a well-worked bill, that has broad support from stakeholders that makes some changes to improve reentry services, as well as convening a work group to continue to make sure that our reentry process is as successful as it can be and protects community safety and helps folks reintegrate back into the community when they've served their sentences.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Elias to advance Senate Bill 5304 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. Senator Hasegawa.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5065 to the second reading calendar.
Senator Hasegawa has moved that we advance Senate Bill 5065 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Hasegawa.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill just sets up a family and medical leave system for railroad workers. Appreciate your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Hasegawa to advance Senate Bill 5065 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no.
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 The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion is passed. Senator Wilson.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I move we advance Senate Bill 5288. From the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator Wilson has moved that Senate Bill 5288 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Wilson.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. This bill is around increasing access to Washington Opportunity Scholarship Program. It removes community college and advanced degree program requirements that a student must have graduated from a Washington high school, and it also modifies the residency requirements for the Rural Jobs Program. I ask for your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Wilson to advance Senate Bill 5288 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Senator Carlisle.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5135 from white sheet to the floor. Second reading calendar.
Senator Carlisle's moved that Senate Bill 5135 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Carlisle.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill authorizes a civil cause of action for the false summoning of a police officer through 911 other services with the ability to recover economic and non-economic damages if it's intentional. Urge your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. Question before the committee is the motion by Senator Carlisle to advance Senate Bill 5135 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. Senator Mazzal.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move we advance Senate Bill 5454 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator Mazzal has moved that Senate Bill 5454 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Mazzal.
This is a simple act to provide property tax relief for the Washington citizens who lost their homes in the Labor Day fires. I ask for the support of the committee. Thank you.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. Question before this committee is the motion by Senator Mazzal to advance Senate Bill 5454 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. All those in, please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Senator Gildon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate Bill 5352 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator Gildon has moved that Senate Bill 5352 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Gildon.
Yes, Mr. President. So this is a bill that allows certain public employees who first enter the public employment arena at age 60 or above to opt out of the retirement system, and urge your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. Question for the committee is the motion by Senator Gildon to advance Senate Bill 5352 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
Oh.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Senator Cleveland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate Bill 5268 be advanced from the right sheet to the calendar.
Senator Cleveland has moved that Senate Bill 5268 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Cleveland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, this bill continues our state's efforts to transform services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It builds on legislation that we passed last year, I believe, to implement the recommendations of a Ruckelshaus report. This bill specifically addresses caseload forecasting and budgeting and examination of community respite beds and crisis stabilization services in a JLAC review that were all recommended in that report, and ask for your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Cleveland to advance Senate Bill 5268 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Senator Cooter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate Bill 5405 move from the green sheet to the floor.
Senator Cooter moves that Senate Bill 5405 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Cooter.
Thank you for correcting my color, Mr. Chair. This bill incorporates racial equity analysis to the function of the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee. It allows the existing state performance audits, sunset reviews, and other reports to take a deeper look into where institutionalized racism lies in our system so that we may better address it. And JLARC is supportive of this bill, and I urge your support as well.
Further remarks? If there are no further remarks, the question before the committee is a motion by Senator Cooter to advance Senate Bill 5405 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay? The motion passes. Senator King.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate Bill 5410 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator King has moved that Senate Bill 5410 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator King.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I want to note that this is a Democratic bill, but I'm second on it, just to be upfront. And besides that, I want Senator Stanford to owe me. So I'm moving this bill forward. It basically will increase the maximum value of a grand prize on an enhanced raffle from $5 million to $10 million, and it requires the Gambling Commission to address enhanced raffles in its reporting obligations. It basically is to help Special Olympics. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator King to advance Senate Bill 5410. From the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay? The motion is adopted. Senator Peterson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 5170 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator Peterson has moved that Senate Bill 5170 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Peterson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is request legislation from the Attorney General that would establish a cooling off period after government service before folks could move on to lobbying positions. I urge your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Peterson to advance Senate Bill 5170 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Senator Wynn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5096 from the white sheet to the floor.
Senator Wynn has moved that we advance Senate Bill 5096 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Wynn.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill enacts a capital gains excise fee on a very small amount of people in Washington State, and I believe that we are responsible not just for the budget here, but also for being stewards of the economy as well, which means we need to make investments in Washington State. So I urge your support.
Senator Braun.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I oppose moving this bill forward. I don't think it's ready for consideration. It still remains that this is, by all definitions, other than that in the bill, an income tax, which is graduate income tax, as you know, Mr. President, is unconstitutional based on longstanding precedent. You know, the voters of the state of Washington certainly aren't ready for this bill. They have spoken on this 10 times, all times rejecting it. And then finally, Mr. President, this bill has the egregious inclusion of an emergency clause for a tax that doesn't go into effect for nearly a year and isn't collected until 2023. So for these reasons, many more, I think this is not the right bill or the right time to move forward. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Wynn to advance Senate Bill 5096 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
No. No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Senator Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5294 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar.
Senator Kaiser has moved that Senate Bill 5294 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill will help our long-term care facilities and nursing homes be prepared for another future emergency. We found last year that our nursing homes and long-term care facilities were terribly vulnerable to the pandemic, and the Department of Health will consult with state stakeholders to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Further remarks? If there are no further remarks, the question before the committee is the motion by Senator Kaiser to advance Senate Bill 5294 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. Senator Rivers.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we advance Senate Bill 5315 from the white sheet to the floor calendar.
Senator Rivers has moved that Senate Bill 5315 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Rivers.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill pertains to captive insurers. Not unlike marijuana, we're registering them, we're regulating them, and we're taxing them. And this is agreed upon bill, and urging your support.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. The question before the committee is the motion by Senator Rivers to advance Senate Bill 5315 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Senator Short.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move substitute Senate Bill 5368 from the white sheet to second reading calendar.
Senator Short has moved that Senate Bill 5368 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Remarks, Senator Short.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, this isn't the original bill I had that was really more of a rural GMA bill. It does encapsulate important things that help. It allows code cities to do annexation that will help the cities and our counties deal with the inequities of the revenue sharing that currently exists under GMA. It allows for like a safe harbor type of a provision where counties could work with commerce and do good work on the front end, I think makes sense. And the third and final thing, it allows the Growth Management Hearings Board to refer a finding of noncompliance to commerce, which also helps facilitate speedy resolution. I think these are good government types of changes to GMA, and I would ask for support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? There are no further remarks. Question before the committee is the motion by Senator Short to advance Senate Bill 5368 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. Senator Braun.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate Bill 5333 from white to the floor.
Senator Braun has moved that Senate Bill 5333 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Senator Braun.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a very straightforward bill that simply prohibits clauses in public works contracts from waiving, releasing, or extinguishing the rights of the contractor to damages as a result of the delay from the Corona or the COVID-19 pandemic emergency proclamation. So a simple bill that helps our contractors stay viable for future building and investment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further remarks? If there are no further remarks, the question before the committee is the motion by Senator Braun to advance Senate Bill 5333 from the right to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. The president moves that Senate Bill 5370 be advanced from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. 5370 merely updates our mental health advanced directive laws that passed out of committee unanimously, obviously, therefore, with bipartisan support, and I commit it to your positive consideration. Further remarks? If there are no further remarks, the question. Chair to advance Senate Bill 5370 from the white sheet to the second reading calendar. Please unmute. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Is that you, Carlisle?
Nope, I was on time. It was Senator Peterson. I'm out. He's guilty as charged.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes have it. The motion is passed. Senator Billick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we constitute the calendar.
Senator Billig moves that we constitute the calendar. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Billig.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we adjourn the Rules Committee.
Hearing no objection, the Senate Committee on Rules stands adjourned.
Thank you.